the Justice Department is seeking the medical records of several hundred women who had abortions at Planned Parenthood affiliates in six cities. It's asking a federal judge to compel Planned Parenthood to turn them over. The government's moves are part of its effort to defend what's called the Partial Birth Abortion Ban Act. NPR's Libby Lewis has been following the story. Good morning.
Good morning.
Justice Department had been seeking women's medical records in New York and Chicago as part of a challenge to the act in New York. Is this part of the same case?
Well, it is and it isn't. We need a bit of background information here. President Bush signed the Partial Birth Abortion Ban Act into law several months ago, but three separate legal challenges in New York and Nebraska and San Francisco have kept it from going into effect. The fight over medical records is part of the Justice Department's effort to lift the those temporary bans and get the act into effect. So what you referred to was the legal challenge in New York. Planned Parenthood is the plaintiff in the San Francisco case, and that's the case at issue in these subpoenas.
Why does the Justice Department want these records?
Well, it says it wants them to test Planned Parenthood's argument that some of these procedures are medically necessary. When Congress passed the law, it said there was never a time when partial birth abortions were medically necessary. The problem is there's no agreed-upon medical definition of partial birth abortions. It's a very politically charged term, and physicians who perform these procedures say there are a number of procedures that could come under this term. The Supreme Court said you can't ban an abortion procedure without an exception for the health of the woman who's pregnant unless there's a medical consensus as to whether it's medically necessary. So that's what the fight is over here.
Well, these are medical records. Why aren't they considered private?
Well, Planned Parenthood says they are private, and they say that the privacy interests far outweigh any value the Justice Department would glean from looking at these records. But the Justice Department disagrees. It says these records are not shielded by the physician-patient privilege under federal law. It is saying that it doesn't want to see the names or addresses or any other immediately identifying information on the women. But to Planned Parenthood, that doesn't matter. They believe if the Justice Department gets these records that women will simply stop coming to see them. Now, a federal judge in Chicago has ruled on this issue. There were subpoenas issued to a Chicago hospital in one of the other cases, and the judge in Chicago quashed that subpoena and said that the privacy interests of these women far outweighed any value that the government could glean from opening these records.
So what happens next?
Well, a hearing will be set soon for the judge to decide whether to force Planned Parenthood to turn over the records, and the case to hear whether the temporary ban on enforcing the law should be lifted is set for trial March the 29th.
NPR's Libby Lewis.